Ladies and gentlemen, we're still here from Tampa Bay Comic Con. Speedy Jr. here on the floor, and I'm here with the creator of Liaxia, Aaron.
Sorry, I forgot your last name.
Aaron Pohara. As you can see, we record this live on the tape, okay? Aaron Pohara is our creator of Liaxia, and he's here on the floor here at Tampa Bay Comic Con promoting his book. How you doing?
Good? I'm doing well.
Are you having
a good
show?
Yeah? I'm doing great. Good. How's everybody?
Everybody's good. So tell us more about Liaxia.
So basically, this is a book about different mythologies. Mm-hmm. So think of it like a mythology reimagined. So you're going to have Greek gods, Egyptian gods, Norse gods, all living together on the same realm, basically fighting for dominance. The story follows the two brothers, Deimos, right here, and Kronos. They're basically the first gods that got born into this realm in eons. So as you know, you have this structure. So everybody knows what these powers are. You know, everybody knows, hey, I'm a god of this, or a god of that. They're basically unknown. They're the X Factor. And if you know your Greek mythology, they're basically the gods of time and space. And with that, you know, a lot of possibilities open up. So they're going to be interacting with the gods from, you know, Egyptian pantheon, from Norse pantheon. And later on in the story, I also plan to have other ones like Mayan, Aztec, Chinese, Japanese, bring all the other mythologies into the story as well. But just in the first arc of the 7 issues that I'm gonna have, I really wanted to focus on those 4. The rest of them are in the background that are mentioned, so people know that they live there.
But, right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fit so much in a comic book.
Yeah. So you have 2 issues out right now.
Two issues are out right now. The second one just came in out of the presses. So this is all the different covers for issue two right here.
Okay.
This one is cool because these two are going to be interconnecting. These are done by Ale Garza, and there's going to be 4 of those, and they're going to create one gigantic person. The full arc is going to be 7 issues, and that's going to be a self-contained story.
Very cool.
After that, you know, it is mythology. I have other stories in my head, but I do want to make sure that after the 7, people know what the story is. It's, you know, beginning, middle, and end.
Very cool. Excellent. So if somebody wants to get issue 1 and 2, besides coming today to Tampa Bay Comic Con or tomorrow, where can they go?
So you can go to AlkyonStudios.com.
Okay.
It's a website. It just launched this week. And you have copies of number 1, number 2, both in physical and digital formats. So again, it's AlkyonStudios.com.
Very cool. So...
very awesome. I'm actually going to get 2 issues today so I can check out your story.
Awesome, thank you.
I like it very much. Speedy Jr. signing off here from the floor here at Tampa Bay Comic Con. We'll be back with more shortly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.